Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Jintwin. It's the 20th of February today. I'm going to have to check what topic I'm doing, sorry. Day 14, share your easiest go-to recipe. Right, okay. Well, funnily enough, I tried out a new recipe today, which if I could remember it, that was actually easy. Made my first banana bread today. Unfortunately, the recipe was a bit wrong. The cooking time was too short. I did look at it and thought, that's more like brownie cooking time rather than banana bread, you know, it's a proper dough. And yeah, it turned out actually it wanted about twice as long. But I'm actually very pleased with how it turned out. It's very yummy. I took a chance and thought, oh, I don't know, it seems a bit squishy on the inside, but let's see. But it's actually really nice and moist, and yeah, it's nice. And that's coming from me. I don't actually like banana flavoured things so much. Yeah, it came out okay. And I had a little helper in the form of Amelia, who helped me with all the measuring and mixing and everything. So yeah, but that was definitely an easy recipe. So if this topic comes up again, I'll use that one. The one that I can do sort of with my eyes closed, is probably either bolognese, but I just don't do it that way anymore. I use a lazy cooking sauce now, because otherwise it's too much chopping to do. So the one I'll tell you about, is a family favourite, Popeye pasta. I've got Simon here, he's nodding knowingly. This is also a really good one for getting spinach or any kind of green leaf vegetables into kids, because they absolutely love it. What you do is it's dead easy, really. All you need to do is cook some pasta. And if you have a steamer that can go on the top while you're cooking the pasta, spinach is really, it's the easiest. But lately I've been using kale, simply because spinach comes in such tiny leaves, takes forever to wash them. So I've been using kale and, chard sometimes, Swiss chard, whatever's available really. All works. So steam that while you're cooking your pasta. Then you drain the pasta and you put the green leaves into, you will need a kitchen processor of some kind, something that can make it into a kind of a soup type thing. What's the word I'm looking for? Sauce. Put that in your kitchen processor, and then I think the original recipe called for all sorts of cheeses, but you know, you can use that to taste, really. I tend to put whatever cheese I've got and some milk, because otherwise it won't end up like a sauce. And you just mix that all up and then you put it in the pasta and swirl it all through, and then you've got some green pasta. So you can use the cheeses to kind of, you know, take the taste away from the green vegetables and to make it taste any way you want, really. And the other thing I've been doing to kind of spice it up a bit and also make it a bit more filling, fry some pancetta. And put that in there, which is quite nice, gives it a nice little kick. To make it really filling, sometimes I get some frankfurters, chop them up, put them in with the pancetta, and then wait till they're a little bit fried, and then they go in as well. Mix it all up. Mm. And the family love it. So this was a really good recipe that originally came out of one of those books for toddlers, for, you know, what to give them to eat, because as I said, it's a good thing of getting sort of green leafed vegetables into a child, because they traditionally don't particularly like those, as well as milk and cheese, and, you know, sort of all sort of, so it comes from the school of, if they don't like it, just mix it into the sauce and they don't even know they're eating it, kind of thing. But yeah, it's a firm favorite now, and like I said, it's dead easy to make. It just creates a lot of washing up. There's got to be downside to everything. Right, okay, so there we go. That's my dead easy recipe. Oh, and if I haven't got anything green leafy, then there's always pasta, and I've always got some tuna in the cupboard, and then just make a cheese sauce, put the tuna in there, and then mix it all in with the pasta. Oh, with some sweet corn, which is also one of my staples in the cupboard, so or pantry, should I say, and the kids love that one too. So basically, my kids love anything as long as it involves pasta, and they're happy. So yeah, those are two very easy recipes. There you go, two for the price of one. Thank you for listening. Bye.